Pump up. They said, we gon' win. We gon' spin. Ballin'.
Woo. Hey, this your girl, She Really Real. You just reached the podcast, Take the Meat and Leave the Bones. I'm just here trying to wake up a remote generation. Wisdom in the flesh. Oh, Israel. Oh, Judah. Let's get right, church, and let's go home. Who's ready to go on this spiritual journey with me? Who's ready to go on this spiritual journey with me? All our kings, all our queens, all our handmaidens, and everything in between.
Let's get right. And take our rightful place. Who is with me? What's up? You heard the intro. It's your girl, She Really Real. I know you miss me. Anywho, I got something to say. I have been thinking about something for the last couple of days, and it's just been nagging my spirit. So I'm like, yo, I got to get this out of me, bro. So it's been like, I don't know if you remember the little saying that kids used to say back in the day, you feel me? Like, they used to be like, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever I say bounces off of me and sticks to you. That's what I want to talk about today, shawty. I want to talk about the accuser. It is real life out here right now. Like, it's no play. Like, if you out here playing, bro, you're lacking. If you have not fortified what you believe in and locked it down, you're lacking, bro. Like, straight up. Like, if you out here playing games, even if you young, at this day and age, youth is not an excuse for ignorance. True indeed. We had our time to be ignorant, to play games, to move around and bump our head out here. But in this day and age, you don't even have that leeway to even go out here and bump your head, because you have so much knowledge being spewed in so many different directions that you have an opportunity to grab hold of things and not actually fall in those pitfalls and those snares. But here we go with the accuser. That's part of his job, is to distract not only the older people, but the youth. And in your youth, the way you're thinking is, yo, I got this. You done seen all the mistakes happen all around you. Consciously or unconsciously, you done soaked it in. Now, you should be wise enough to utilize those instructions and utilize those things that you observe from through your optics that actually help you avoid the snares and the pitfalls of, people say, generational curses. That's exactly what it is. If you see your fellow man going down the same path or the same rugged road that you went down, then I feel like it's your duty to give them a heads up and let them know, like, bro, you going the wrong way, bro. Your eyes are not seeing what I'm seeing. Like, so I'm trying to give you a flashlight to let you see, like, bro, that's grass right there, but it's a hole up under that grass. It's no foundation there. You're going to fall. But, like I said, that's the enemy, shawty. So I just want us to be able to, especially in this time that we living in, bro, in these critical times that we living in, and everywhere you turn, this calamity, is dysfunction, it's venomous behavior, it's just absolutely madness. You know, you have to be able to, when God say, I'll give you that peace that passes all understanding, you got to be able to walk in a room full of chaos, bro, and calm the room, like Selena did on the stage, you know what I'm saying, in Texas, or in Mexico, wherever she was at, and she was performing, and the people got so riled up that they were rushing the stage, you know what I'm saying, and she calmed the stage, bro. She calmed them people down with a melody of some sort, And it brought down the energy and the people just start vibing to her energy. Like, you know, have you ever seen those snakes that people will play a flute and you'll see the snake moving to the same rhythm as the person? That's how it was. Like, the crowd was so riled up, but Selena brought them down. And that's exactly what I mean. Like, you got to be able to walk into a room, and if it's full of chaos, you still got to have your peace about you. You still got to have your wits about you, because you got to understand you are on a battlefield. People, it might look rosy. It might look good, because God did say it's good and very good. Bro, it's very good, bro, but it's freaking crass out here. It's enemies out here. It's dysfunction out here. It's people that don't want to see you win. The real ops is the accuser and all his henchmen, his goons, his sirens, because he has a kingdom as well, bro. We got to understand, like, and I go back to this, that we don't know how many angels are in heaven, but we do know that a third of them left with Satan when he fell from grace, bro. So we got to understand, Charlotte, this is a battlefield. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's people out here playing for keeps, because they playing for your soul for keeps. You know what I'm saying? Your soul is more priceless than you realize. But you, if you are a believer, you are brought and paid for. You understand what I'm saying? You are a whole new being out here. You are absolutely able and sold out to the creator, because he can use you at the drop of a dime. Bang. He tell you, don't plan what you gonna say, because I'll give you what to say. You know what I'm saying? Don't wear your heart on your sleeve like the people out here, like the Pharisees out here living a religious facade. Like it's like a house, a house that you go into that they done fixed up. You understand what I'm saying? But don't nobody really live there. It's all staged. That's how people are out here with their religion. They staging it. It's all staged. It's all fake. It's all fugazi. It's nothing there. It's no depth. They swimming in shallow waters, as I like to put it myself personally. They swimming in shallow waters, bro. They have no depth to them. They don't even, all they know is what they hearing. You understand what I'm saying? So they spewing out stuff that they done heard that made sense to them. But in no way, shape, form, or fashion have they took the time to bring that thing to fruition. Water that seed. Get some depth to it. Allow it to get rooted in you so you can be solidified in what you know. You know what I mean? Because it's not about hearing it and living it. You feel me? It got to be what you know. You feel me? You got to know that you know that you know, shawty. Because it's going to be so many things. And that's my next, what I'm saying with the rubber and the glue. I'm going to get to that. It's going to be so many times that the enemy come to shake your faith. And when I say it's a faith walk, and that is so pivotal to your journey in this spiritual thing, you have to understand faith is pivotal. That's your Muhammad Ali stance. That's your George Foreman strength. You feel me? That's your Joe Frazier ability. Feel me? You feel me? Like, you are a superhero. You understand what I'm saying? You got so many abilities. That's why Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I'm going to leave something with you that y'all going to do greater things than I. He was out here healing people. People walking on the road, and he like, woman, whoo, I haven't seen so much faith greater than yours. It's already done for you. It is pivotal, baby. That is something that you need in your artillery. It's something that you need in your artillery out here in this spiritual battle. I mean, I was online when all of this thing started popping off late back in 2019, when all of this stuff started bubbling over. And I asked Instagram, you feel me? I'm like, who in the heck opened Pandora's box, bro? Because they know we couldn't close it. But you can honestly see the bubbling. People's pots was boiling. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm just like, in my optics and the things that I grew up in, that my father, my earthly father instilled in me, and my earthly mother instilled in me, those things, Shawty, they didn't give me riches. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't have no silver spoon in my mouth. We lived okay. We had our issues. You understand what I'm saying? but something that they gave me that's so priceless, Shawty. They gave me Jesus, bro. You could call him whatever you want to call him, but he know who I'm talking about. And he does the same for you. He is a heart reader. So y'all can front and put on stages for the world, but you cannot front for God. He see right through your facade. He see right through all the things that you done put on yourself to make people feel like you are something that you are not. He see all through that. You understand what I'm saying? The most way that you can get God to look down on you and smile is when you doing something that's so naturally you. His child. You understand me? Your child. If your child doing something that you know come from you, you're going to be looking at that child with so much devotion, so much adoration. Yo, look at my baby, Shawty. Emulating me. Oh, look at that. Ah, my little mini me. You feel me? He did that for us. You understand what I'm saying? He did that for us. We already in his image. So he letting you know that's your child that I gave you, but you my child. How much more you think I'm going to do for you? You looking down at that child with so much adoration. That's the same way I'm looking at you. That's the same way I'm over here Googling at you. Heart all warm and fuzzy and just feeling all good in myself. Like, look at my baby, Shawty. Out here doing what I sent him out here to do. Living that life, that faith walk, you understand me? Following that lighthouse while you out here swimming. Sometimes you crashing and burning. Sometimes you out here like Leonardo in the Titanic just hanging on by a thread. But God got you. You understand what I'm saying? You got to continue swimming to him because the enemy and the adversary don't want you to make it. Shout it. He don't want you to make it because he can't get back. You feel me? He can go up there and accuse people and talk crazy, like go up in God's house like... And God be like, bro, what you doing here? Wait, hold on. Stop the chorus. Stop the band. Stop everything. No. Jesus, calm down. Michael, No, we ain't fighting. Put your sword down. What you doing here, Satan? Get from around here. What you doing? What you doing here, bro? Oh, I just came up here to let you know about your... I got him, bro. Going back to where you came from. You understand what I'm saying? He don't want you to get there because that's how the creator talked to him. You understand me? He tried to buck up at the creator. Just like some of y'all bucking up to whoever y'all bucking up to. Y'all think that's y'all ops. Y'all are really out of the loop. If you honestly think you fighting against flesh and blood, you are out of the loop, baby. You in too deep in this thing. You need to back up and renew some things. Because if you think you're fighting against flesh and blood, if you think you're fighting against somebody that's you might as well say a machine. A freaking machine. Half of these people machine with no souls, baby. It's nothing in them. Nothing in them but venomous, demonic darkness. And that's why they after you. That's why they stalking you. That's why they gawking at you. That's why they looking at you crazy, accusing you, talking to you like you... let me get to the topic. Here you go. You rubber, I'm glue, whatever you say sticks to you. That right there is how the accuser comes, Shawty. If you not solidified, if you have not drilled down your beliefs, you have to drill it down. You got to drill it down. You can't be wavering, bro. It's no wavering in this faith walk. You got to know what you know even when you beat down to your knees. You got to understand the world is suffering for nothing. We all, man, listen. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So if we all, baby, out here struggling, you feel me? Some of us got it, but they still struggling. You understand what I'm saying? We lacking. Somebody somewhere is lacking something, Shawty, right? But we so dysfunctional as children, as a family, we so dysfunctional. We so worried about how this can help so-and-so. Like, it's like we mad scientists or something. We thinking too far ahead or you thinking about the wrong things. You so worried about how this gift can elevate this person and maybe they'll get farther than you instead of championing your brother and your sister. You so busy about tearing them down and worrying about what they got and how far they're going to go with it. That you not even championing your brother and sister, bro. Your hugs is fake. Your kisses is fake. It's all venomous, bro. You got wrong thoughts in your heart, but you sitting up there kissing and hugging and, oh, I love you, using that word with no weight. But back to the topic. That's how the enemy do people, Shawty. That's what he do. He is on his job. He's the accuser. So if you on your up and up and you doing your things and you keeping all your I's dotted and your T's crossed and you living your righteous life and you keeping your foot forward and you striving and you thriving, bro, you gonna get these situations, baby, that allow you, if you allow it to come at you, it's gonna make you feel away. It's gonna make you feel like start questioning yourself. And it's not a righteous question. It's like it's trying to deter you from moving in the lane that you're moving in. The devil don't want to see you prosper. He don't want to see you win. He want to see you despondent. He want to see you despair. He want to see you woe is me. He want to see you I'm nothing. He want to hear you in that mentality. But what you have to do is shake yourself up. Shake yourself up and tell him the devil is a liar and start telling him what God said you are. I am the salt of the earth. I am the head and not the tail. All the wealth of the wicked shall be laid up for the righteous. I am going to get a crown of glory. I'm going to get my white robe. I might lose my life here, but I am going to gain something better in a realm that is forever, where everybody else is separated from him. I'm going to be right there looking across the gulf and wondering, why in the world didn't you partake in the fruit that is everlasting? Why in the world did you not take part in the water that you will never thirst again? You understand what I'm saying? This is water. This is life. This is sustaining to you. But you know what? We'd rather be worried about frivolous things. Yeah. We'd rather be worried about frivolous things. I mean, it's so much going on in the world right now. The enemy has got so many things sold up, Shawty. Sold up. So many different things, just people just bang, 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 going at each other like throats. You understand what I'm saying? Even righteous people who live in a righteous lifestyle, got they devoted. Ooh, I'm devoted, baby. I'm a Christian, baby. They wear it on their backs. You understand what I'm saying, Shawty? But no. You're not in the lane where you need to be, baby. You at somebody else's top. You worried about what somebody else got going on. You looking at them instead of having your spiritual blinders on and running your race. You worried about what old boy doing behind you. Huh? How we not learn from Lot wife? Baby, keep moving forward, baby. When God deliver you from something, you better keep running. Keep swimming forward. What you worried about that for? What's for you gonna be for you? You have to keep moving forward, bro. You can't be worried about the accuser, because he's going to throw darts at you. He's going to be like, now you know they over there talking about you, right? You know they calling you crazy, right? Because you don't partake in the water cooler gossip. You know they calling you crazy, right? Because they ask you what you doing, and you be like, oh, I'm at the crib. I'm reading. I'm looking at educational shows. I'm doing things, you know, that I like to do. But they're going to call you boring. They're going to call you dry. They're going to call you whack. They're going to call you a bum. Whatever they decide to accuse you as, I tell you what. I dare you to cover all of that foolishness that they throwing at you with what God say about you. I dare you to start standing up within your spirit and casting those things down, knowing that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He don't want to see you make it. So he want to keep you despondent. You know you putting your best foot forward. You know you doing your best, but yet and still you got somebody in your ear nagging you, telling you you not doing your best. Yet and still you got somebody throwing darts at you superficially about how you look on the outside. Your superficial external appearance. People are talking about how that looks to bring you down. To bring you down. However petty it is, it still hurts people's feelings. And people just seem to avoid that actual thought. That people do have feelings. And their feelings do get hurt. Like, you think you're the only one that cry when somebody say something that bug you or make you feel away? Or that thought linger a little bit too long other than passing through you? And you shaking it off like, bro, that's just gossip. That's not beneficial. That's not edifying to me. So I ain't ready to take that with me. That's not my bag. I'm not picking it up. You know, Like, but that's how the enemy do. You know, just like with this situation with all these things going around with the job. People looking at you strange because you're not following the status quo. They're looking at you strange. But why are you worried about people looking at you strange? They call, let me break something down first. Crazy, right? The word crazy. Shawty, they call a lot of people that step out on their own thoughts and their own faith journey and their own situation. They swimming on their own. They rowing the boat on their own. They got, Jesus got the wheel and so do they. You know what I'm saying? They working this thing out. They trying to figure this thing out because don't nobody really know, Shawty. God's ways is not ours, baby. So we all out here speculating. You feel me? Some of us got some stone cold beliefs that we believe in, and it's not speculation to us. We just know that's our beliefs. We know we holding on to that thing until, baby, this right here don't exist no more. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta give God the ability to move in your life. If you don't open that door, he said he stands there and knocks at the door. You understand? And if you open the door, he'll come in and sit with you and sup with you and vice versa. But if you never open that door, if you never had that belief, if you never realized that the Creator is real, then you have missed the whole point of your purpose. Because I just feel like in order for us to overcome the fiery darts, for us to overcome the snares, the pitfalls, we have to realize that the Creator is real and that we have an enemy who don't want to see us survive. He don't want to see us win. He don't want to see us survive. So you have to have ways to overcome that. So here I go. The word crazy. You got Abraham. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it to you, bro. Mm-hmm. Abraham walking around. Now imagine you out there, you know, walking around with Abraham. Abraham come to you, he be like, you know what? Bro, God just told me, Shawty, that I got to pick up everything that I got and I got to take off. I'm 75, but I got to leave all y'all, my cousins, my uncles, my friends I done made, you know what I'm saying, my comrades, all y'all, bro, I got to go. Now, the way we are, as the people in the diaspora, Judah, bruh, everybody gonna be looking at Abraham crazy, like, bruh, what? Bruh, you 75, bruh. Hold on, first though, God told you, bruh, you heard him, right? What'd he say? Like, how he sound? How he sound? You know what I'm saying? That's the energy you getting off rip. They looking at you with the ball side like, God told you that? So you ready to just pick up and leave everything. What about you? What about this? What about? So boom, they go the first thing. People looking at them crazy. Abraham crazy. We'll go a little further than Abraham. Abraham said, after his wife not having a baby forever, he see three dudes, just random dudes. Like, just imagine you in your hood, then three random dudes come down. You like, bro, those angels. Those is heavenly beings. And you be like, bro, come in my house. And they telling you, yeah, you gonna be the boss of a nation, bro. Like, shoot. You gonna have, like, all kinds of stuff, bro. Like, your lineage gonna be long, bro. Like the sand and like the stars. Just some random dudes that you see coming on your block. You just like, bro, those angels, bro, let me let them in. Boom. That go the second thing. People are looking at them crazy in this day and age. People are like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. We'll take it a little bit farther, though. You know, we walking, we talking, I ain't had no babies, you know what I'm saying? I got on with my handmaiden. You feel me? Me and my wife had an understanding. She like, you know, babe, I can't give you no child, you know, babe. But go ahead and take Hagar, you know, and get you, you know, spill your seed in her, you know, bust off in that thing. Like Latoya Okia say, bust off in that thing. that sounds so wild when she said, but anyways, that's neither here nor there. But shout out to Latoya Okia. She be bringing that fire. But yes, so anywho, so he like, all right, so my wife get somebody do that in this day and age, their wife give another, be like, bro, go ahead, I know somebody done did it, but I mean, I don't get all into the gossip or whatever, whatever. So, but like I said, shawty, here you go. That's crazy. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. She let her dude just bust off in another jank so he can get a child. But see, their faith was off, because God already told him, I'm gonna give you a child, and that child gonna be by their school. God already gave him the word, but his faith was off. You understand what I'm saying? So we go into it a little bit further. That go a third, the third accusation of crazy in this day and age of people looking at their situation. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the father of our nation. It's the father of Israel. You understand what I mean? So if my great 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 infinity great, I don't even know if that's even a thing. But anyway, shawty, if he would be accused as being crazy. But let me go a little further. Here we go. My point was, you ain't good company. Anywho, so after he busts off in Hagar, have Ishmael, God's word still is true. You understand? Imagine Sarah going around and Nandy saying, I'm pregnant, bruh. I'm pregnant. Oh my gosh, I'm ready to bring forth life. Yes. Yes, my baby. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Imagine the murmurs and the scoffers and the people that, just imagine. Can you imagine? Because there's nothing new under the sun. So all of this grumbling and scoffing and people call accusing you, bruh, who is it? Is my question to you. Who do you think it is? Because these people don't know you. How they coming up with stuff that agitates your spirit? Huh? Anybody? Okay. Let's move on. So after that, you got four accusations of crazy. Scoffers. 90 years old, you ready to have a baby? Shouted, what? 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 You slow. You dense. You daft. You dumb. You crazy. You such and such. You some. Everything I done heard in my life. Everything I done heard in my life. But it's cool though. You feel me? I'm good off y'all. I don't need to be sane to you. You understand? We not the same. You of the world. I'm in the world. Not of the world. It's a difference. You understand me? It's a difference, baby. And I hold fast to man. Straight up. 10 toes down. Anywho. Oh, happy birthday to me, y'all. Ooh, today my birthday. Anyway, that's the day I came to Earth. Woo-hoo. What a blessed day. Anywho. So, boom, we got like scoffers, crazy, 3-4 times. Here we go. Let's go a little deeper into Abraham, the father of our nation. What? He goes, after he gets the baby, he like, God, you said do what? You want me to do? Take him up to the mountain. Oh, you want me to kill him? Oh, I got you, bro. No doubt. I'm a faith walker. We gonna faith this thing. Baby, let's go. So he like, shorty, let me tell you what God told me last night. He's talking to his homeboy, his stick man. Let me tell you what God told me last night, bro. God told me I got to take Isaac. Now, you know how long me and Sarah waited around for Isaac, man. He told me I gotta take him up this mountain, shorty, and sacrifice him, bro. Straight up, I gotta give him up, shawty. But you know, let me put a pin in that. You know what my thoughts was when that happened? Don't it seem like God in all his infinite wisdom? Baby, look at what he did though. He ready to have him sacrifice his child when he got other children to cover his other child. You understand? He ain't telling him take Ishmael, the one he had out of wedlock. You understand? As people want to say with the lines and everything, they got borders and stuff like that when it comes to relationships and weddings and things like that. They got stuff that they truly believe in that they'll die for. They'll go in and mess up relationships for. That's how people is. Whatever. Anywho. He told him to take the one that he told him he was going to have. Not the other one, shawty. But ain't it just like him? Ain't that what Jesus did for us? He did the same thing for us. He got all other unruly kids out here. But he like, I'm going to take the one that's been with me. Matter of fact, God didn't even say that. Jesus was like, I'll go. You understand? And then he was like, oh, all right. You say you're going to go? Oh, all right. Go ahead, bro. Let me see if you could, you know, if maybe when I look through these bloodshed glasses that, I won't be ready to destroy these because this don't make no sense right here. They don't even know how to act. They don't know how to conduct themselves. They don't understand. And it's just like, I don't know how to shake them up to get their attention. But I'm waiting around because I don't want none to prosper. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want none to perish. You understand what I'm saying? God forgive me for that misspeak. Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, so that's the same thing Jesus did for us. So when I say you was brought with a mighty price, baby, you was brought with a price. He came here for a reason. He finished his reason. He served his purpose. He had to go through the accusations. He had to go through the temptation of seeing hips, curves, lips, eyes, beautiful tits. He had to go through those temptations too. I'm pretty sure some women tried to throw that high points at Jesus. I'm pretty darn sure. All of that wisdom he's spewing. Women love men like that. Are y'all kidding? You supposed to be the Lord. The man's supposed to be Lord over his wife. If y'all don't understand what that means, if you want to get mad at somebody, get mad at yourself. Because we're the reason. Blame our great, 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 great. Go back. Understand? Go back and understand that it's a reason why these things is happening, baby. Once the ball start rolling, it ain't no stopping that train. You understand? Until the Holy Spirit say enough is enough and Jesus stepped foot. Because the first time he come, he ain't stepping foot down here. That's why he walking in the clouds now waiting like, is it time? Is it time? Anybody else seen that video? That joint made my heart just so glad because that's how he is. Is it time for me to, catch up, man, so we can go prepare this. I can prepare my soldiers. Because that's what you ready to do. All y'all that's leaving, either you're going to be in front of God worshiping, or you ready to be prepared soldiers. You're going to know how to fight, when to fight, how to fight, like to fight, everything. You're going to be like unto them. Woo! My goodness. Oh! Thank you, Lord. Woo! My goodness, y'all. It's a great day coming. It's a great day coming because all of those spirits that we've been battling on this faith walk, they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. That's why they raising hell right now. They raising hell, literally. Lord, forgive me for laughing, but you know how your child is. Anywho, bruh. If you don't have yourself solidified, because I'm ready to get off this thing. If you don't have yourself solidified, if you don't know what you believe in, then every accusation of the enemy, every word that rub your spirit the wrong way, it's not you being petty. It's not you being sensitive. It's none of that because they try to use words like that too. Oh, you so sensitive. Shut your behind up. Yes, I am. Because that's the way the Creator created me. And why are you desensitized? Let me say that again. Odell tried to be like, you're so sensitive. And yeah, I am, because God created me that way. Why are you desensitized? Is what the question is. Why has your heart hardened? Have you renewed your mind? Have you renewed how you act out here? Have you looked at yourself lately? Have you heard about who you are? Have you heard about whose you are? I doubt it very seriously. Because if you still out here acting like a buffoon or a goon, you are exactly the two-thirds that's going to be destroyed. I'm not holding no punches with you. It is what it is. Check your jaw. You feel me? Check yourself. Wake yourself up. Wake your crew up. Wake up your tribe. Because like I said, there's too much people out here being separated. Because when all hell breaks loose, because it is going to break loose. All hell is going to break loose. They're literally raising hell, people. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you don't have those connections that you know that you got, that you know that you know, I don't give a darn what issues this person got. If they hold you down when it count, that's a person that you can count on. That's a comrade. You understand me? That's somebody that's going to see, hear, look out, got your back. I don't give a darn what they do, what their pitfalls is, what their snares is. You need to cover them. I already told you what agape love is. You need to cover it. But nah, y'all too pitiful in your own ways. You ain't gonna cover nobody else's sin, because you don't even cover yourself. You don't even forgive yourself for the foolishness that the enemy caught you in. Look at this. You are not your own. You are not your own, baby. You was brought with a price. So anything to get you to step outside that grace, because hold on, you're gonna still have grace. But you're not under the umbrella of the Most High anymore. When you step outside of that, when you start moving in venomous behavior, baby, you slithering right around on your belly. You're not even walking around no more. You swimming in the water trying to attack saints who is swimming to the Father. Because like I said, a lot of people didn't crash. They out this jank swimming. They boat didn't crash, bro. So many things that happen in their life that, I mean, wave after wave after situation. And they need encouragement. They need somebody to smile at them and give them a pat on the back and tell them, man, I'm proud of you, bro. You holding me down, bro. But no, we so consumed in our own self. We can't esteem our brother. Because it takes something from us to esteem our brother. No, it don't take nothing from you. Enriching other people is the best thing you can do to make yourself feel good. Straight up. Straight up. I know people look at me like I'm crazy because I don't partake in their foolishness, but I'm in good company. They would have called my brother, the Savior Jesus Christ, crazy. He walking around here saying, my father this. They can't see him. They've been living a staged life of, yes, Lord, hallelujah, in the synagogues, and out on the street, fasting. Yeah, you did all of that. You helped my child who was really walking a faith walk. I thank you for exercising that demon on her, but I sent her over there. You are being used, whether you believe it or not. Whether you believe it or not, God can use a donkey. He using a whole bunch of donkeys out here right now. Because I done heard a whole lot of rhetoric that came straight from the Holy Ghost out of a mouth of somebody who I be like, now, come on. They looking for the wrong things. You got a face full of makeup on. You got a face full of makeup on, hair all the way down your back. You sitting here all in the camera, lips all greased up, trying to sit here and talk about something that is supposed to be edifying, but you are distracting folks. Come on now. Come on now. What is your intentions for real? If you trying to get a husband, girl, get a husband, Chad. Say that's what you out here doing, Chad. But don't be out here misleading people. You got young men looking at you and they not even hearing about the word of God. All they doing is focusing on your ones and twos and threes and fours. You know what I'm talking about, girl. But hey, it's nothing wrong with looking becoming. But he says a woman's head should be covered. when she giving off and she's in the in that mode, your hair should be covered. You don't got to be looking all dressed to the nines to deliver the word. But if that's the way you rock, then rock how you rock, honey, because I'm not coming at you if that's in your character and that's who you are. Trust me, I know. My mama was like that. Straight up, always, baby. She don't care if she going to the grocery store. She about to be dressed to the nines. Period. And look at me crazy when I'm bumming it. Like, what you got on, booty? Mom, I'm comfortable. And she's just looking at me, you know, like, girl, But that's the difference between me and my mom. I know how to clean up. I know how to polish. And baby, trust me, it's a transformation that you want to see. But I like to be comfortable. So if that's you, I have seen some women out here who say they out here preaching and whatnot. But baby, I feel like your agenda is different than what you are portraying. And I'm not here to judge. I'm just telling you what my optics have perceived. Okay. Anywho, like I said, people's intentions. It's just so many things going through your mind, processing all day. Your mind is constantly moving, constantly going, constantly moving. Subconsciously or not, you hearing, you picking up things with your ears. Your ears never close. You understand what I'm saying? Your eyes, unless you shut them, you are not. I heard a good minister. Shout out to Pastor Larry Miles. He told me when he was young, he had to close his window very often when he was perceiving all of these women with they ooh la la's and va va voom. Sometimes you gotta do that. If you see something that's enticing, close your goddamn ass. Boop, close them. Walk away. Change the subject. Baby, you have that authority. But people not taking their authority. They just allowing stuff to happen. And that is just resting in your spirit. And once another individual come around and try to water that seed of infirmity, of iniquity, of sin, baby, it's sprouting up. And before you know it, you in a situation. You like, what in the freak? How I get here? Because you did not tame the situation at hand, bro. You never cast down that thought. You allowed it to resonate. You allowed it to keep on playing in your head over and over and over again. It becomes an obsession. And you best believe that enemy sitting right there. Just boom, doing what he do. Because I'm telling you, he own his job, bro. Anywho, I just wanted to come out here because I hadn't been on here in a minute. I didn't think, want y'all to think I gave up because baby, no surrender, no retreat. I'm out here. Anyway, get up with your girl. I'll be out here again exposing the enemy because that's what we doing for season two. Baby, like I said, guard yourselves accordingly. Drill it down, baby. Pick a side, baby. Drill it down so it can catch some roots. Okay? If you out here and you moving in this thing and you have not realized that there is a creator and there is an adversary who can't stand you and he has a kingdom, then you are in too deep in this thing and you need to reboot and renew. I don't know where you are in life. I don't know who your op is. I don't know who the enemy is using in your life. But if you have been hurt so much that you have been so, you are raw and you're like, it's like your nerve endings are exposed. If you ever heard somebody talk who's been burned, when you trying to heal, the constant aggravation of that burn causes your nerves to be raw. So you feel everything. If you have not healed yourself, took a step back, allowed yourself to write down some of those things that the enemy trying to say to you, and that way you can cross them off and cover them. You understand what I'm saying? Then you are walking around here raw, hurt, and it's only going to take you a couple of clicks to come down. Like I always say on my own when I leave. But what I'm saying is, bro, you have to start raising yourself up. You have to start telling yourself whose you are and who you are. If you are in the dark kingdom, bro, do your thing. I am not here to tell you don't do your thing, because there is a place for you. Do your thing. You feel me? Do your thing. I mean, you better go out here and be the best whoever you are. I'm telling you. Because when I tell you, I know that everything you are doing, you doing it for nothing. You suffering for nothing. You going through calamity for nothing. You going through all of that for nothing. Me, I don't suffer for nothing. My reward is eternity. You understand me? The first death is not going to be is not going to be the end of me. There is something greater that I'm striving and thriving for. So you go on, like I said, if you're part of the dark kingdom, do your thing. You understand? Because it don't work over here. I cast down all iniquity. I cast down every spirit that try to come against me. I stand on that. 10 toes down. My faith is locked and loaded. You dig? So all I can tell you is, if you're not on that wave, if you're not on that wavelength, locked and loaded, you understand what I'm saying? Then when all hell break loose, you're going to be like a drifter. Baby, tossed to and fro. Tossed to and fro. And I feel for you, because you had an opportunity to drill it down. You had an opportunity to lock it down. But when all hell break loose, that's when your things that you have solidified within your spirit become either wiped out, or they become drilled down even further. You become even more grounded. Your pivot, hallelujah, become just like Muhammad Ali. Baby, you ready? What's good? What's good? What you got for me today, homeboy? Because I'm telling you, I got this elevation in my spirit right now. I got a word for your behind. What you said? Oh, ain't God good? Girl, you always so. Yup, God is so good, girl. He is just a wonderful lady. Then they try to make you out. Girl, listen. Hold yourself accountable. If you know that's not what you out here doing, don't let the enemy tell you that's what you doing. If you already pulled yourself up by your bootstraps and overcame some things, don't let them take you back. If you out here walking and striving and trying to live your best righteous life, keep on walking. Put your head down like a penguin and weather the storm. You got this, bro. You got the power. You understand what I'm saying? The power is yours. You got the opportunity to grab the wheel. People say, Jesus, take the wheel. It take your hand and Jesus' hand to grab that wheel. You are not just you are an asset to the creator. Understand that. The enemy don't see you as an asset. He see you as expendable. But God sees you as an asset. You understand what I'm saying? So just hold that into your minds. Hold that into your spirits. I hope that was something that could help you guys. Like I said, it has been nagging my spirit. So I had to get on here, because I felt like if I didn't, I was going to be like Jonah and swallowed up, because I'm not warning Nineveh. You understand? Like, we are out here. It is people out here trying to shake up God's kingdom, trying to wake up people and allow them to realize before it becomes too late to grab a hold of the Creator. Because there will be a time when He is not near. So we're telling you to grab a hold to Him while He is near. Understand me? So like I said, this your girl, She Really Real. I'm just out here trying to wake up a remote generation. Take the meat, leave the bones. Don't hate the messenger. Peep the message, bro. Keep your head up. Know somebody loves you. God loves you, and so do I. Keep your head up. Stay on a high vibration so you won't be too quick to come down. Bro, it's people out here lurking. They throwing fiery darts. They setting pitfalls. They setting snares. But one thing for sure and two things for certain, if your foundation is straight away, if you are anchored in the Most High, if you are sold out, if you know what you know, if you are grounded 10 toes down, if you are in that pivot like Muhammad Ali, baby, it's nothing that they can do to you. Even death is a win for you. So understand, you are already one. We already read the back of the book. We know the outcome. You have to walk this thing out in faith. You have to be a faith walker. You have to be Team Lighthouse Daddy. Let mama, let's go. You understand? Let go of all of this foolishness that's of the world and lock in to something that's eternal. Okay? Love you guys. Until next time. I'll holla.